Four Downs with Tom Thayer now, our game day analyst and Super Bowl Bear, talking Bears Lions. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. If Minnesota can, this is first down, if Minnesota can sack Detroit's Matt Stafford 10 times, what are you counting on the Bears defense being able to accomplish?
Well, you'd always like to set a high goal like that, but you're also going to put their offensive line on high alert. I don't think they're going to be susceptible to giving up 10 sacks again. Indoor stadium inside Minnesota is a little bit different than the field conditions outside on Sunday, but I still expect an aggressive pass rush.
Second down, we're going on two here. What kind of impact do you expect from Khalil Mack? What's fair to expect if the linebacker is indeed back on the field from an ankle injury? Hut, hut.
You know, I want him to have an impact on Leonard Floyd, Akeem Hicks, and the rest of the guys out there. If they do want to focus their attention on number 52, then some of those other guys have to have one-on-one opportunities that result in the sack and the pressure against the run game that you just mentioned.
Third down, wideout Allen Robinson back from a groin injury most likely. But considering Detroit's style of D and what you know about the Bears' game plan this week, who will Mitch Trubisky's favorite target be on Sunday?
You know, it seems to always be identified by the game planning. You know, last week it was Anthony Miller. Yeah, everybody wants to see Allen Robinson get involved in the mix going down this division stretch. However, I don't think you can force the football to anybody. Just look at your opponent, look at their vulnerabilities, and see where Mitchell Trubisky is going to put the ball. They have a lot of playmakers to distribute the ball.
All right, we'll wait and see who that might be. Fourth down, the Bears have lost 9 of 10 to these Lions in 10 straight NFC North Division games. So what else about this matchup makes you confident enough to pick a Bears victory?
You know, I think they have a really superior growing development week-to-week offense with the Chicago Bears that I don't think they have a great understanding yet in Detroit. Matt Patricia is a new head coach, although his experiences with New England will help him. And I think the defense right now is playing as well as anybody on the league. And if they can make Matthew Stafford eliminate his arm strength and try to make him use his feet, that's when they can take advantage of this offense.
All right, touchdown. We got time for a quick two-point conversion. Over the last 10 years, 58.3% of the 5-3 teams have made the playoffs. That's 58% of 5-3 teams over the last decade make the postseason. Tom Thayer, are you optimistic enough today to say these 5-3 Bears are a playoff-caliber team?
Oh, they're a playoff-caliber team, no doubt about it, but the next three division games will probably tell the story concluding this season, so I don't want to jump ahead, but it is going to be a tough three-game stretch here against all three divisional opponents.
Awesome stuff. Thanks, Tom. We'll hear from you again Sunday morning from Soldier Field along with Jeff Joniak and the Game Day crew. 9 a.m. pregame, noon kickoff. Bears-Lions here on WBBM.